After 3 decades in opposition, Akisili Pohiva came to power in 2014. One Tongan lord joined his government, but the others led a parliamentary revolt that came to a head last week. A motion of no confidence accused the prime minister of nepotism for hiring his son as his personal assistant, for wasting government money by paying Forbes magazine $150,000 to publish an interview with him, and for damaging Tonga's relations with Indonesia by speaking out in support of independence for West Papua. When the vote was called, Prime Minister Pohiva carried the day 14-10, but was reportedly surprised when Finance Minister Aisake Eke abstained. Over the weekend, the Prime Minister demanded Eke's resignation. He had held the post as Finance Minister in 2 successive governments and served many years before that as Secretary of Finance. The Prime Minister said he regretted the loss of experience, but that he expected the support of every member of his cabinet. Malachi Koloa Matangi of Massey University told the Tongan website News Hub that Prime Minister Pohiva could face another challenge within a few months. He has the wrong temperament for Prime Minister, he said, and should be worried about the numbers in the vote. Meanwhile, Lord Maafu, the one Tongan lord who supports the Prime Minister, has been frozen out by his peers. According to the Kaniva Tonga website, the other 32 nobles signed an agreement to ostracize him. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.